Fu Man caught a couple passes on Sunday, which doesn't happen too terribly often. And I guess with injuries and availability playing out the way that they have, how important has he been to be out there? And maybe specifically, people can see when he catches a couple passes, but when he doesn't catch any balls, what does he bring to your offense?
Well, Mike's done a nice job for us in multiple areas of our offense and the things that we've asked him to do. He's been an effective blocker for us in the run game on the edge, and he's also done a decent job in pass protection when we've asked him to do that at the tight end position as well. So, he has good hands, and he certainly can catch the football and make some plays, and he has in the past, and it was good to see him make a contribution in the passing game on Sunday. But he certainly played a big role in any success that we've had in a lot of areas on the offense, because he's played a lot of snaps for us, and that position is certainly important.
Josh, it's Mike Reese. I hope you're doing well. It's sort of a double question here. The first is, how much pressure are you seeing from the Falcons' defense? And along those lines, is this more of like a Mike Nolan type defense, or more of a Mike Smith type defense?
Well, I think they, they have a good blitz package. That's for sure. They don't have to blitz to generate pressure on the quarterback. They've done a decent job of creating pressure with some of their guys up front, and then they have a diverse blitz package, both from their base and their sub defense, where you'll see a lot of different types of players come at the quarterback, whether that's the linebacking core, the safeties, the nickelback, the corners. They've all blitzed and they've all pressured, and we're going to need to do a great job of making sure that we follow our rules and are ready for anything that we could see on Sunday, because they've done a lot of it. I would say that it's probably a great blend of both. Both of them are great defensive coaches. I've had an opportunity to work with Mike and Mike Nolan, and certainly had a chance to coach against both of them on numerous occasions. And their units are always disciplined. They do a great job of disguising, not trying to give you too much information before the ball snapped. And they don't give up a lot of big plays, and they create turnovers. So, I think all of those elements are there. You see a lot of different looks from some of their sub packages that they use to try to create some confusion or some uncertainty. And yet they are certainly a disciplined group that plays the scheme well, and you can tell that they're very well coached.
And just a quick follow-up on that, Josh. How much does the actual defense look like? Obviously, the personnel is different, but look like what you had employed when you were working alongside Mike in Denver?
There's definitely some similarities. Certainly every year I think that, most coaches adapt and evolve and change a few things here or there. So there's definitely plenty of new things that I'm seeing. And then there's some things that I'm sure Mike has done for a long time that I'm familiar with that he did there. But like I said, there's a lot of Coach Smith's, there's some elements there that I'm sure he's brought to the whole scheme. So, by and large, we're getting ready for a new opponent, a group of players that we haven't played a lot. This is going to be a great challenge for us. We've got a lot of work ahead of us this week to make sure that we familiarize ourselves with this team that we're going to play on Sunday night.
Josh, just a couple of quick questions. First off, can you comment on Julian's production over the first three games of the season? I think 27 catches for him is an awful lot of work. And then the second thing is, you guys have had some struggles in the red zone over the course of the season. I knew you guys were able to convert on a couple of occasions on Sunday, but are there any commonalities to those issues you guys have been having to this point in the year?
Well, Julian's just he's earned the opportunity to be in there, and I think he's really made the most of the opportunities that he's had when the balls come to him. He's doing a good job of creating separation and getting open and catching the football, and really, he's been a consistent contributor for us now for three games in a row, and you know, hopefully we can look forward to continuing with that as we go forward. You know, the red zone certainly is an area of the field where any lack of execution, timing, those types of things could impact your ability to score touchdowns and or kick field goals. And I would say there's no common theme to you know, some of the things that we've done down there that have hurt us. We just, you know, we can do a better job of coaching things down there and a better job of executing some of the opportunities that we have when we get them, you know, in the games. And I'd say we need to start with making sure that we don't turn the ball over, because we've had a couple turnovers down there that, you know, when we've been in position to potentially put up 7 points and then turn the ball over and come away with absolutely nothing, and that always hurts. So we got to do a bad job of taking care of the football, and we can coach and execute things better down there. We're going to work real hard this week at trying to improve in that area of our game.
Josh, when you guys have most, if not all, of your running backs healthy and available, are you a big believer in sort of creating and communicating what roles you guys want your backs to have? And does that change maybe week to week, or would guy A and guy B know sort of what their role is pretty much whenever they're in there?
I think we get, you know, all our backs practice and take a lot of reps, you know, both in the running game, the passing game, some of the situational football, you know, portions that we practice, you know, third down, red zone, those kind of things. They all get an opportunity to go in there and rep, and they're all ready to play. And, you know, I think anybody that's earned the right to be out there with their performance and what they've done in practice and throughout this course of the season, you know, we usually put them out there and give them an opportunity to make an impact on Sunday. And I think last week, you know, we're pretty evenly split in terms of the snaps between the three backs that played last week. They each played, I think, somewhere between 23 and 26 snaps apiece, and they all were productive in their own ways. And you know, I would anticipate, you know, whoever is at the game, no matter what time it is, whether it's now or later in the season, that would continue.
Thanks, Jack. Hey, Josh, going into Atlanta, Sunday night game, fans will naturally be revved up. It's a controlled environment under a roof. It'll be very loud. What are the steps that you take in a case like this to prepare your team, especially with the young guys you have on offense, to make sure there are no breakdowns in communication just because of how loud it's going to be?
Well, I know I'm sure we'll practice with noise this week. You know, we definitely expect it to be an exciting environment. It always is when you play down there in Atlanta, and it's inside, and they have a really good football team, and I'm sure they'll be excited to play, and we'll be excited to play. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. But, you know, there's no shortcut to that. You got to do a good job of communicating during the week. You got to practice well with the noise and the distraction that the noise creates. You got to try to eliminate all unnecessary communication if you can, so that you can just, you know, get out there and hear what you need to hear and go execute your job and play as fast as you can. So we've done it before. It was loud in Buffalo, and, you know, it's been loud at some other places this year in the preseason, you know, for a time being. But, you know, this is certainly going to be an exciting environment to go into, like I said, and we'll look forward to it, and we're going to do the best we can to make sure that we prepare for the noise and the atmosphere that we're going to see on Sunday night.